Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem is cool as the sun sets. In Haifa, expect a clear night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that the IDF is on high alert, preparing for potential conflict with Iran. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted earlier this hour that a former Israel Navy commander has stated that only regime change can prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Also this hour, Ynet reports that former U.S. President Trump has announced any attack on ships in the Hormuz Strait will result in Iran losing significant infrastructure. Separately, JNS highlighted that Iran has warned Bulgaria against hosting U.S. warplanes, saying it could make Sofia complicit in potential attacks. And finally, I24N EWS reported in earlier reporting that the rationale behind recent American strikes remains unclear to senior officials in Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English posted just minutes ago that the IDF is on its highest alert as tensions with Iran escalate. Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, highlighted that Iran has threatened to target regional infrastructures in response to U.S. actions. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, criticized claims by Zohran Mamdani about Israel committing genocide, pointing out issues with the reported figures. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF's high alert status reported by Israel Hayom, the Israeli military is bracing for any possible confrontation with Iran. There is concern about the lack of clarity regarding American military actions. This uncertainty leaves Israeli officials preparing for multiple scenarios impacting regional security dynamics significantly. Turning to the comments by the former Israel Navy commander, as per the Jerusalem Post, Vice Admiral Eliezer Cheney Marom emphasized the difficulty Iran faces in developing a nuclear weapon. He suggested that regime change is the only way to halt their progress. This statement underscores the ongoing international debate over Iran's nuclear ambitions and their implications for Israeli security. Meanwhile, Trump's recent declaration about the Strait of Hormuz, reported by Ynet, marks an escalation in rhetoric. His statement signals a heightened risk of conflict in the region, as every maritime incident could trigger severe retaliation. This increases tensions and potential disruptions in global oil supplies. Finally, JNS's report on Iran's warning to Bulgaria reflects Tehran's strategy to deter European support for U.S. military operations. As Bulgaria considers hosting American military assets, the geopolitical stakes in Eastern Europe grow, affecting NATO's strategic calculations. In financial news, first, CTEC reported earlier today that behind the Bank of Israel's optimistic outlook lies a cautious stance from senior officials. They warn of slower long-term growth and fiscal challenges, which could limit future monetary policy options. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlighted a new apartment leasing model. It promises home ownership but may lead to financial pitfalls. Experts caution about potential discrepancies in market prices, raising concerns for prospective homeowners. And finally, from Globes, Monday.com announced layoffs affecting 620 employees, including 350 in Tel Aviv. The company is restructuring to focus on AI, signaling significant shifts in Israel's tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.